This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Shadow Minister for Health Catherine King has condemned the Liberal Party for attempting to encourage anti-gay and anti-trans conversion therapy in Victoria. In a response to an online petition calling for the practice to be abolished, King wrote that comments by Health Minister Greg Hunt and Acting Prime Minister Michael McCormack on conversion therapy were ignorant and incredibly hurtful. After the Victorian Liberal Party attempted to introduce a motion supporting counselling to talk young people out of being gay or trans, McCormack said he had no opinion on the matter, while Hunt defended it as freedom of speech. Sex workers have spoken out against the Victorian Liberal Party's motion to introduce new laws towards further criminalisation of sex work in the state. Such laws would see the introduction of the Nordic model approach to sex work, where sex work remains technically legal, though clients would be criminalised, as would people linked to sex workers. Vixen Collective, along with national sex worker organisation Scarlet Alliance, have written to all Liberal Party members, asking them not to support the motion. Sydney Councillor Christine Forster has spoken out about the importance of positive lesbian role models on Lesbian Visibility Day, which was late last week. In a blog post, she wrote, "Over the past few years, I've been asked many times to name positive out lesbian role models. Often I've joked in response, Ellen DeGeneres and Ellen DeGeneres. In Australia, we can now proudly add our national sweetheart Magda to the list, but the reality is, the gay men have made it to public acceptance and prominence way ahead of us girls." Police have not yet laid charges against the assailant who allegedly beat a gay man unconscious in Mackay last weekend. Bradley Skinner was attacked while eating dinner with his sister and a friend at a restaurant by a passerby who called him a faggot before whacking him in the face with a chain. Skinner, who said he has been bashed twice before for being gay, was taken to Mackay Base Hospital by ambulance. Australian and international experts in trans health have called for Australian states and territories to overhaul their laws around gender recognition. The World Professional Association for Trans Health and the Australian and New Zealand Professional Association for Trans Health have jointly submitted a letter in support of scrapping the mandatory divorce requirement for married trans people seeking to correct the sex on their birth certificate. Each state and territory is required to update its laws by this December to come into line with federal marriage equality. A Canberra business owner has been cleared of discrimination over firing a contractor for voting no on marriage equality. Madeline Sims, owner of Capital Kids Parties, ended her business relationship with the contractor after seeing her supporting the Anti-Equality Coalition for Marriage on Facebook. The case was referred to the Fair Work Ombudsman, and the Ombudsman has ruled that the business has no case to answer over firing Madeline. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. New Zealand's rugby teams have launched a new LGBT-friendly jersey. The men's and women's All Blacks and Black Ferns teams have shared the new rainbow flag kit on their Facebook page in a moving video called Diversity is Strength. The clip shows the two teams wearing the uniforms at a match in Japan as they stand together to fight against discrimination. Olympic diver Tom Daley has vowed to take his LGBT rights campaigning to Russia to help others compete with the same freedom that he enjoys. Daley spoke out against anti-gay countries after winning gold at the Com Games and has now told the BBC he intends to show homophobic countries that LGBT athletes can be themselves and still compete at the highest level. Daley also recently told the Times that he would label himself as queer as he's not 100% gay. New testosterone rules for world sport could end hyperandrogynous athlete Caster Semenya's career. The new rule says that females can only compete if they have 5 nanomoles per litre of testosterone, which would require Semenya to reduce her hormone levels. The policy, which will be introduced in November, has been described as suspiciously selective, as it covers races between 400 and 1500 metres, including Semenya's events. And finally, trans footballer Hannah Mounsey has addressed this year's Pride Cup about myths that trans athletes have a competitive advantage. Mounsey educated club bosses about the complex health and social challenges for transitioning players after she was banned from the AFLW draft last year. She hopes her story will help break down barriers and promote inclusion in football to help others play the game they love. The Pride Cup had a focus on gender diversity this year, with trans player Emily Rowe playing in the inaugural women's game. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.